Afternoons with Bailey on 92.9 The Beat.
Carolyn, why would the younger you be disappointed in the current you?
For living somewhere that's so damn cold.
It's too cold for you?
Yeah, it's too darn cold. 9-year-old me would have been on a beach in South Texas.
That sounds like a good plan. Jonathan, would the younger you be disappointed or impressed with the current you?
Impressed.
Ooh, good. All right, why?
Because I've got a great family, great wife, great kids.
Well, that's great to hear. Kyle, how would the younger you be disappointed or impressed with the younger you?
Well, I got 4 kids.
Yeah.
With a psycho, a dingbat, and the love of my life.
It's quite the array of characteristics.
Yeah.
Did you at least get one good kid out of it? One of our favorite stars from Laguna Beach and the Hills is returning to TV.
Kristen Cavallari is getting her own reality TV show. The show will apparently focus on her life in Nashville and the store that she's about to open. Sources say her husband, NFL quarterback Jay Cutler, will occasionally appear on the show, but don't expect to see the kids. They're not going to be involved at all. The show is expected to premiere on E! Later this year.
Yet another way we can lose brain cells. So entertaining, though. Jamie, how long did it take you to scrape the ice off your car this morning?
30 minutes.
Yee. Well, we're going to fix that come Monday. We're going to give away remote starts all next week, thanks to Creative Audio. Friends with Benefits members get the inside info starting Valentine's Day. Posh Spice says the Spice Girls are not going on tour now. There's not going to be another Spice World movie either. Instead, these rumors got started because they just met to brainstorm what a reunion would mean. Let's just hope that this is a cover-up, that the Spice Girls are really going to go on tour and they're just trying to trick us. Jared, how did you react to a bad tip or no tip at all after you served a table?
It's just kind of like a blow because, I mean, that's how I make my money.
Yeah.
You get good ones and you get bad ones and you just have to roll with the punches. That's life.
A server in Florida got angry when she didn't get a tip. That was an $800 bill with no tip. How you feel about that, Jared?
Whoa. I would lose it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she did and lost her job in the process. Hey, yo, Justin, you just scored dinner from Fazoli's.
Yeah! All right,
Justin, would you rather hike 5 miles into a sinkhole or 5 miles up a snowy, icy mountain?
5 miles in a sinkhole.
I would too, just because of all the ice and snow we have now. Yep.
I'm done with it.
Exactly.
Afternoons with Bailey on 92.9 The Beat.